always lifts our spirits is when we head out to Vegas and talk to our sports betting guru, the great Brad Powers. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Excellent. I only lift spirits when I cash tickets. So when I don't do that, I don't think a lot of spirits are lifted.
I heard that, brother. How's the weather out there in Vegas?
Cold. It's like in the 40s right now. I mean, it's going to warm up a little bit throughout the day, but we ran below normal for the first time in probably like 4 or 5 months. Still hasn't rained here in like 185 days, but I'm not complaining.
I don't blame you for not complaining. All right, so Dodgers win the World Series. Are the favorites for next year's World Series already out? How my Yankees looking?
You know what? I haven't quite looked yet to see. You are right that the future odds get posted immediately after. Dodgers, Yankees are among the favorite. Right now it's the Dodgers favored to repeat. I always like looking at a few books because, you know, every single book has their, you know, I would say biases, sort of say.
Right.
But looking at it right now, your Yankees are plus 650. So that means you bet 100, you win 650. Right now, the Dodgers are 4-1. So those are your two favorites. I mean, your third favorite, you don't get to say this too often, the San Diego Padres plus 850.
Wow. Hello. Yeah, we have. that is something. We're talking with Brad Powers at Brad Powers 7 on the Twitter. Brad, you know, the Big Ten joined the party last week in college football. What did you think, A, from the quality of play, and B, who you think is a good bet to either favor or fade going forward?
Great question. Hit and miss as far as quality of play. Obviously, if you watch the Michigan State-Rutgers game, that wasn't a great look. Obviously, for Michigan State, Rutgers fans were happy, but, I mean, keep in mind they benefited from 7 turnovers by Sparty. You know, Michigan looked good, but I thought it was more Minnesota, a little bit sloppy. Buckeyes looked, you know, every bit of a national title contender that we expected them to be. You know, the most interesting game, forget just Big Ten, but probably nationally last weekend, was that Penn State-Indiana game. Statistically speaking, Penn State dominated Indiana, but, you know, turnovers and some questionable calls by James Franklin, the head coach, led to Indiana pulling that outright upset. Overall, I thought it was decent. I mean, for everyone's first game, it wasn't overly sloppy, in my opinion. If you're looking to fade moving forward, yeah, the problem is Michigan State just lost to Rutgers. I tweeted this out on Saturday. All they had to do was win that football game, win it by 7, 10, whatever. And I think we could have found value fading Michigan State moving forward. The fact they lost outright to Rutgers, you know, means that a lot of value fading Michigan State is gone, especially when you look at this week's point spread. They're playing Michigan, and they're a 24.5-point underdog.
Wow.
If you'd have told me what that line would have been last week at this time, I would have said 16, 17. Now you're paying a premium if you want to fade Spartan.
Wow. So you like Michigan in the points in this one, or you think because it's a rivalry game that they can at least, you know, stay within striking distance?
I don't find much value in that point spread, meaning, you know, I wanted to play Michigan, not at that point spread. If you're looking for value Big Ten football this week, I'm going to go to one. Indiana against Rutgers. I know it's not the perfect scenario playing on Indiana after they just beat a top 10 team for the first time in 33 years, but I'll say this. I think too much credit is being given to Rutgers. I mean, Michigan State's a very, very bad team this year. It's not like the team from 5 years ago. I mean, I think when it's all said and done, Michigan State's going to be a bottom two team in the Big Ten. So I'm not going to give Rutgers a hell of a lot of credit for beating Michigan State when they were, you know, they got 7 turnovers from Sparty in that game. This game last year, Indiana outgained Rutgers by 500 yards. I don't think the two teams have closed the gap this significantly. You know, looking at the point spread, I'll take Indiana minus 11 against, I still think, a very bad Rutgers team.
Yeah, when you look at Michigan State, I mean, D'Antonio really kind of screwed him, you know, leaving as late as he did, and to get Mel Tucker in, and they didn't really have time to really put their program together. So I think you're right. It's probably going to be a rough year for the green and white. We're talking with Brad Powers here, talking a little sports betting at Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, bradspowersports.com. I'm looking at your – where is it here? I can't find it. The total in the UCF-Houston game, 82.5. You just tweeted this less than 24 hours ago. My goodness, where does that number come from?
Well, have you been watching UCF games so far this year?
I have.
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel, their quarterback's been phenomenal, but defensively, obviously they have issues. I mean, you don't get too many of these. I mean, it's the highest total. We didn't have a single total that high last year in college football, so it's the highest total since November of 2018. Mm. I know a lot of people ask me, and they're right to a certain extent. I'm not sure what the cutoff is, but usually high totals tend to still go over. I mean, people, and you know, see a high total of the week, they want to bet over still. But any total in the history of college football that's had an 80 or higher, there's only been 36 of them. The over is only 18-17 with one push in there. So it's not like a high value. You want to automatically bet the over on a very high total.
Ole Miss minus 17 at Vanderbilt here in Nashville Saturday. I got a feeling, you know, Lane Kiffin's going to want to put one on Vanderbilt after all the Twitter fun that he had this week and getting fined. I think he wants to send a message on Saturday. What say you?
Well, that worries me that you think that way because I think that way, and that's just a little shot. But
it's all good.
I totally agree. I don't understand the line. Vanderbilt obviously hasn't played for 3 weeks. Lane Kiffin's the type of coach to me that I don't think he's going to want to take the foot off the gas pedal. I think Ole Miss is better than their 1-4 record. They're only getting outgamed by 35 yards per game. I mean, that's saying something considering the fact they've already played like Alabama and Florida and Auburn. It's just turnover. They couldn't have gotten out of their own way the last couple weeks. They're minus 7 in turnovers. They clean that up a little bit. Yeah, I think they pound Vanderbilt, and again, they don't let the foot off the gas pedal. It's tough laying 17 on the road with a bad defense, but,
sure.
Man, I Ole Miss, I think, can name – they can go up and down the field, I think, all day, and I think they will. And Bob Steakhouse, for me, one of my favorite plays of the week is Ole Miss.
Oof, okay, Bob Steakhouse, ladies and gentlemen. All right, NFL, our Titans at the Bengals on Sunday. Of course, the Titans coming off their first loss. Losing to the Steelers at home last week. You know, the Bengals have been feisty. They've had the lead, in the fourth quarter, I believe, in five games this year, and they've only have one win to show for it. Titans defense is still struggling, especially getting off the field on third down. No pass rush. It's Titans minus 6. I do believe they'll win the game. Any chance the Bengals can cover that?
I would lean that way. Cincinnati, I don't think is very well coached, though. And if you go back, usually when you see a team lose a bunch of close games, you're thinking, hey, they're undervalued. And you're right, they've been feisty. They're 5-1-1 against the number, so they're covering a bunch of point spreads. But they consistently, going back to last year, anytime a game comes down the wire, I mean, Cincinnati's been atrocious in close games. And to me, after a long period of time, that says more coaching than anything. But, man, 6 on the road, tough spot. The weather's not going to be overly great. Probably lean Bengals for me, not a high-value pick. It's not something that I'm running right to the window to bet this weekend.
Fully understand. We're talking with Brad Powers at Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, bradpowersports.com. I'm looking at this Eagles-Cowboys game, Brad, and I think the Cowboys are toast. I think there's turmoil in that locker room. Jerry Jones is arguing with his people on his weekly radio show, which is ridiculous for him to have a radio show anyway, being the owner of the team. I like the Eagles big in this one. I think the Cowboys are done like dinner. We got Dominic DiNucci starting at quarterback, whoever he is. What are your thoughts on that game?
Tough one to bet, especially you got to check around specific spots because there's a lot of places don't have this one up currently just because there's so many question marks for Dallas at the quarterback position.
Right.
Obviously, Philly is going to be a significant favorite, especially if it's Andy Dalton, the line's probably 3.5. If it's DiNucci, it's probably 7.5 as far as Philly being favored. I could only bet the Eagles. I'll be square. I can't bet an 0-7 against the spread Dallas team. And a lot of it is, I think there might be some give up in the locker room. The last couple of weeks have been about as bad as it gets. I mean, Dallas is slowly making a case for being the worst team in football. And that's saying something when you got a year where the Jets are historically bad.
And the Giants aren't much better either. Being a Giants fan, I can tell you that. What about the Patriots? Are they going to be a fade going forward? I mean, they just they look terrible against San Francisco last Sunday. Cam is struggling mightily. You know, you don't know if Parcells is going to make a quarterback change here. It just feels like this isn't going to be their year. The Bills are looking to get back on track. They had an ugly win at the Jets. I know they're hosting the Patriots, and they've been trying to get that win, that signature win over the Patriots, seemingly for the last decade. Not only for this week, for the rest of the season, where are you at with the Patriots?
I'm not betting the Patriots. I've lost three times with them already this year, and I don't think I've lost three times with the Patriots in my entire career leading up to this season. So, I mean, if people ask me, hey, why, you're kind of having an uneven season, it's because I'm 0-3 betting on the Patriots. When does that happen? I mean, I got to go back 20 years and Bledsoe was a quarterback.
Right.
You know, looking, Bills are going to win this game, in my opinion. I just don't want to lay the 3.5. It's almost like a show me. You're right. They have struggled historically against the Pats. Where I would bet, I'd lean under. I know it's a low total of 43, but the Patriots right now, to me, look like a dead under team. Can't do anything offensively. Still playing, you know, in my opinion, you look at the stats, you know, top five, top six defensive team, I'd lean under 43.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And back to the Jets for a second real quick, Brad. Are you guys out in Vegas surprised that Adam Gase hasn't been fired yet?
Very much so. I mean, would have thought that he would have been fired before a couple of the other coaches so far, including, you know, Dan Quinn in Atlanta. But, very much so. We'll see. They finally, you know, broke the streak last week. They didn't get a win, but for our purposes, they did get a cover against Buffalo, their first
baby
cover
steps,
of the
right?
season. So, yeah, baby steps. So, historic spread this week. You know, you don't see many 19.5 points point spreads in the history of the NFL. I mean, you could almost count them on your hand. But, I would lean with the Jets as bad as they are. And as good as Kansas City, I would lean plus 19.5.
Oh, yeah. That's right. 19.5. Wow. I mean, that's got to be one of the biggest NFL spreads in a long time, no?
It is. I'll have to go back. But again, I think there's been less than 10 as far as that. When you get near three touchdowns, it's historic in the NFL.
All right, Brad, normally this time of the week, you give us some juicy nuggets to take into the football weekend with us. What do you got?
Yeah, I'll reemphasize. Ole Miss is one of my favorite plays of the week, and Indiana. And those two right there will be plays that I give out in my newsletter. And speaking of my newsletter, you can get it if you go to bradpowersports.com and you click on the Bill King tab, top of the page. Check it out first, though, before you decide to even purchase it. Just see what it's all about. But you get weekly updates, and you get write-ups on every single college and NFL game and top picks of the week. And, again, it gets released in about 3 hours after the show. And Ole Miss and Indiana are going to be in the mix there as far as top plays.
Brad, you're the best. Love having you on. Have a great day, my man.
Right back at you. Take care.
All right. There he goes, Brad Powers. You can follow him on Twitter at Brad Powers 7. Great follow. I completely spaced